The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Ah, the great Huey Lewis, my close friend, my buddy. My guy, Huey!
You got a shout louder than that now. He can't hear you.
You're the worst, Al.
Well,
you're
it's true. He lost his hearing.
Stop it. What? Stop it. So, Huey, every time Al puts on Huey Lewis, I want a new drug. I want to talk about the president using hydroxychloroquine. But Saturday Night Live all those years ago, me
dissed him.
Rehearsing.
Dissed him. Uh-huh. He's a huge fan. Night. He was all excited. They were just up and coming. He was a new artist. He was the hot thing. He was like, Joe, nice to meet you. And what did you do?
Just a minute. Right. I'll be with you in a second. But it's Thursday night. And when you do, you're right. The redo is Wednesday.
Know that.
It's the first time on the floor on SNL. And I had my book in front of me, the script, and my blocking, and we're doing the blocking. And Dave Wilson, rest his brilliant soul, great guy, but he'd be yelling through the, hey, no, not move to the left, to the left. And I'll be going, and then I feel, and I'm trying to get the blocking down, and I feel tap on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. This is SNL. This has to be 1983. Tap on my shoulder, turn around, and I go, Joe, I'm a big fan. I went, yeah, thanks, yes, bye. Yeah. And I turned right back to what I was doing.
When he finally
it was
writes,
Huey Lewis.
When he finally
it was
writes
Huey
the
Lewis.
Memoir, when he finally writes the memoir, there'll be one sentence. Joe Piscopo.
He's the worst.
Or, shh. That's it. Joe Piscopo.
Shh. Yeah. Not as bad as my agent shushing me. That was the worst. Well, that was the worst one.
That was
on the phone. Hey, how are you? I never talked to that guy
I love
again.
That story that you told, though. Because the look on your face, I could only imagine if I was there and the look on your face when he shushed you.
You got mute on yourself. Right. You press mute. You're, hey, man, hey, I'm on a phone call. You mind? Shush this.
Guy's never been heard from again.
he's on the island. He's out.
Oh, he's a charter member of the island. What are you talking about? Him and John Laboulier.
Leave John Laboulier alone, please. A nice guy.
But he's on the island. He's been there a long time. Oh, him and Wilson getting along great.
Sonny Grasso, the French Connection cop, to rest his soul, beautiful, beautiful man. And he would always say to me, and he was one of those Italians, that if you looked at him the wrong way, you were on, quote, the island, unquote. You were on the island. Yeah, I said, hey, man, Sonny, how you doing? Hey, where's Bobby? He's on the island. Look, I didn't like what he did. He's on the island.
Yes. Your agent and John Laboulier.
We have our own island here.
Your agent and John Laboulier are playing Pinochle right now and are upset that somebody played the wrong card. Yelling at one another.
Yeah. You played the Jack of Clubs. I was referring to my uncle. Somebody played the wrong card in Pinochle. They didn't talk for 7 years. Italians, I'm telling you. Speaking about great Italian-Americans, Steve Scalise is with us this hour. This guy is a hero. He's a great guy. He's doing a great job. And, boy, after what he went through, Remember being shot at that baseball game down there a couple of years ago already, but he's up and he's at him and he's smart and he's kind enough to call in. And I love when they reach out to us and they because they know we, by the grace of God, you're listening and they want to get the, you know, tell you exactly what's going on with this, this $3 trillion. Can you believe we're doing $3 trillion packages now? It passed the House. What's going to happen with that package down there? Mr. Mike Gallagher joining us as well. You know and you love Mike as well. And I'm just going to tweet out a picture of Steve Scalise and I from down at the White House. That was really, really cool. That was and your phone calls always, which I'm going to go to in 2 seconds. You know, the thing is about I want a new drug. That's why we put on the Huey Lewis song, is the president says at a press conference, and I know when the president is playing the press, and that's exactly what he's doing. He'll say things so the press goes, oh my gosh, and they can't stand it. And it's hysterical to watch. Because this, by the way, this is between you and I. You know, it's only us. This is, I think, you get great guys like Steve Scalise and some great guys, Congressman Peter King, even though Peter King voted for this $1 trillion package, and I know you don't like that. Peter's, they're still good guys. But for all intents and purposes, with Nancy Pelosi, and she, you know what's hurtful? She's the first woman speaker that we have. It's the worst Congress. It just, everything in Washington now is so topsy-turvy. Maybe the worst in time. I feel that way about the press, too. With due respect to the press, I'm a fan of the press. I am a fan of journalists. I don't know, maybe because I went to school for radio and television. And I respect it, you know, and I would study Edward R. Murrow. I would watch Walter Cronkite. I would see these great journalists, you know. And then now, what is happening with the press now? Who are these people? Who are these people? Like Jerry Seinfeld said, with the way they ask the question, it's all gotcha questions. There's not one thoughtful question, and not all of them, certainly. But it's to them, for the most part, they're just there to take the president down. And then if it's a Democrat, and by the way, I'm a former lifelong Democrat, so I have no animus toward any Democrat. But if it is a Democrat, the press goes hook, line, and sinker with whatever they say, no matter how ridiculous it is. And then I watched all the news stuff, and before I call Frankie Five Burrows, our producer, I'm going like, okay, and I try to find a press outlet that isn't biased. And I could only find, like, Fox News. And, you know, One American News is doing good. Newsmax, certainly, but particularly Fox News because they're friendly and they're nice. But even they put on the Democrats and have the other side as well. Everything is so negative. What is with that? So the president goes, I take hydroxychloroquine. And I see him, and he loves it. He loves it because he knows it's going to just drive them crazy. Why? Because they don't want a cure for this virus. They don't want They don't want the economy to open. That's the only solution I have. They like having us locked down. They can control us. They can have all, they have their own little television moments, their own press conferences. They like that. They like that. And they like, and then if the president likes it, they hate it. If it works for the president, they hate it. They wouldn't give him credit for the economy, for beating ISIS, for the First Step Initiative, helping prisoners. Anything the president did, they would shoot down. And I'm telling you, this is not a pro Donald Trump speech. This is just an objective observation of the press in Washington current day. And it's, and when the press hears the president of the United States say, I take hydroxychloroquine and I take the Z-Pak as a prophylactic measure against this virus, I go, there's a smart man right there. That's my, I totally think it's brilliant what the president did. And no one has the right to tell the president not to take that. And Mark Siegel said it best on Tucker Carlson's show last night. Dr. Siegel, great guy, for you know, frequent guest on the show. He goes, look, my father was saved by hydroxychloroquine. If I hear one more case say, someone says, and I had him on the air, you had COVID-19? Yeah. What happened? Well, we took two drugs, remdesivir or hydroxychloroquine with the Z-Pak. It's a cocktail that they put together. And if there's a chance, the president's right. What have you got to lose if you got COVID-19, or if you're the president of the United States and people are coming in and you're testing them and they're still coming but come in and they're testing positive because the tests don't work? That's another thing that gets me crazy. They can't even figure out how to make those tests work. Then the president has to protect himself. So hydroxychloroquine, I've told you about it almost 3 months ago on this radio show, how that works. And they just go against it. My question is this, And we could talk to Congressman Scalise about this. Why don't they want it to work? Why don't they want a cure for this virus? Why is it so anti-everything? It's just they're against anything that will help us move ahead and out of this quagmire and this quicksand that was caused by the Communist Party in China. And they won't even address that. They won't even address that. If it wasn't for President Trump and for some our friends at Fox News, you wouldn't even hear that it's China's responsibility. They would let it go. All the countries around the world now are suing China. But you leave it to Joe Biden and the Democrats, they won't even go after China. I keep telling you, now's the time to make the move to decouple from China. Oh, my Lord. We got all the answers. It just gets very, very frustrating. So listen, check with your doctor before you do anything. Because if you have a heart arrhythmia or something like that, you're not supposed to take the hydroxychloroquine. Understood. And we're not saying to take it. But if the president is taking it as a prophylactic measure, I applaud him for that because we've done enough research ad nauseum. And I am just not a guy that wants to sit and read medical journals. But sometimes I have to read the medical journals. I get to see what's happening, like remdesivir. Oh, that's never going to work. Remember that? Never worked. That doesn't work. Stephen Greer, Dr. Greer, on our show 3 months ago said it works. I looked at it. It works. No. It'll cause problems. Now, what's everybody saying? What's Mayor de Blasio saying? Please get us that remdesivir. Please get us the remdesivir. Oh, I've never seen such confusion. Please, let's just join together on this. Go about your business. Be careful going out. You know, we've gotten over the curve. We will get through this. There will be a little uptick in the virus again. We will beat it. There will be some kind of medicine. They have it now that can beat it. We're going to get through this. I hate they just like us locked down. I don't know that they even want a cure for this virus, but we the people are going to prevail. Let me go to Charlie Finch on the phone before we break. Hey, Charlie, thanks for calling always, Professor. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, Joe. Do you know what your friend Tom Dreesen said to Lee Iacocca?
I'm afraid to ask. What did he say?
You're the first millionaire I've met, Lee, who drives an American car. Now, yeah. On President Trump, Joe, like the Roman emperors back in the day, when President Trump hears that the naval valet serving him food has COVID-19, of course, Joe, the president thinks that someone might be trying off him. So, of course, he's going to take the hydroxychloroquine, Quinn, right? One more question, Joe. Does Murano have the antibody?
See, Charlie, you're right on top. He's right on top. Did you go get your blood taken in yesterday?
Frank? No.
Thank you, Charlie, for that. Last week it was. We were a little late.
But no, I don't have the antibodies.
No, so which means you didn't have the COVID-19 and you don't have the antibodies. So is that what does that mean?
I'm still at risk of getting it. So I'm gonna try and get a weekly diagnostic test to make sure that I'm not that I don't get it. But that means I still have to be careful, I guess. But I honestly don't think I'd mind getting it because I have a very reasonable expectation that I'd be able to recover fully, and then I would have the antibodies.
They think. They're not sure. They think.
Right. Well, that's the premise that I'm operating under. I had my sister-in-law and her husband over this past weekend. Not the sister-in-law that's living with us, but another one. They have
it up to everybody.
Well, they have the antibodies. Oh, so I'm all of my friends and family that have antibodies.
I'm acting as if
I can't catch the disease from them and that. They can't catch it from anybody else because that's how viruses generally work. I mean, look, if we're under the belief that a vaccine is going to prevent the spread of this, that's what a vaccine does. It gives you antibodies against an illness. So you're going to tell me this is the first. I know people say different strains, this and that, but you're going to tell me this is the first virus that has where you can have antibodies and still catch it? I mean, look, I'm not going to question the wisdom of the medical professionals and everybody else, but it just seems to me that people are being, because there's so much unknown about this disease and because it's changing so often, people are being super cautious. You remember a month ago, Joe, all of the experts, not just public health experts, but all the politicians were saying, don't wear a mask. They weren't saying you don't need to wear a mask. They were specifically saying don't get a mask, because if you go out and get a mask, you're going to keep someone else that needs it from getting it. Then Dr. Zucker and Governor Cuomo, then the word came from them, okay, well, if you feel like wearing a mask, it doesn't hurt. You don't have to. It may not do anything for you. You still have to do everything else, but it doesn't hurt. Then a week later, it became masks are mandatory everywhere. Masks are the be-all and end-all. Now, how did that happen in a month, that masks went from absolutely don't wear it to, oh, you can wear it if you want it, to must wear it? It tells you, like, these guys, they just don't want to be caught getting embarrassed again, and that's what I think the antibody discussion is about. So I'm operating under the premise that if you have the antibodies, you can't get the disease again.
All right. Good. Fair enough, Frankie Five Boroughs. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, Congressman Steve Scalise live on the radio coming up on the Piscopo Show. Right now, Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhaime. Checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Uh-oh, Joe, it's happened on the FDR. There's a tractor-trailer where there shouldn't be. It's on the FDR southbound by 53rd Street. Now, right now, he is in the right lane, but once they try to back it up, they're going to have a full closure on the southbound FDR. We've got delays from the upper 70s on down. Alternate side is in effect. Take your pick, George Lincoln or Holland, 5 minutes apiece. And finally, good news in Totowa. An earlier jackknife tractor, trailer, and fuel spill accident is gone. So it's still kind of slow on 80 East from exit 53 to 54, but again, everything is open. Bad accident in Westchester, overturned car, Taconic South on a Pleasantville Road. Just the right lane gets by 9A and alternate. And the thruway looks good in both directions from Westchester to Rockland. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow can't believe what he's seeing in the Flynn case.
Judge Sullivan orders a former trial court, district court judge, to basically serve, in my view, Andy, I think he's serving as a special counsel, special prosecutor. I mean, Andy, collectively, you and I have been practicing law like 90 years. I've never heard of anything like this in my life. Never.
Never in my life have I heard of anything like what Judge Sullivan has done in the last 2 days.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes, professional cleaning supplies, and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Need a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan. The goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you and me plan their estates and protect their families for 40 years. Talk with Mike Connors in a free, comprehensive telephone consultation to see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home during these difficult times. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Now is not the time to put it off. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit ConnorsandSullivan.com.
We know we are locked in a culture war in this country. Forces that want to destroy what we believe in are fighting hard for their side. It's not an exaggeration to call this an existential threat to the future of America. 2020 will be a decisive year. This radio station encourages every listener to engage in this fight. It ends at the voting booth, but only if you are registered to vote. If you aren't, go do it today. Save America. Yeah, it's that important. AM 970, The Answer. Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the, in the United States of America. Not in Brooklyn, not in New York. In the United States of America, one of the five best Italian restaurants. Right there on Avenue R. Nostrand. Now, what they're doing, and this is a special service from Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marianne. They are taking orders for pickup. That's unbelievable. Taking orders for pickup at Michael's of Brooklyn. So you could take home one of the five best Italian restaurant meals, you know, in America, right to your house. How cool is that from Michael's of Brooklyn, right? 718-998-7851. This is a special service that Michaels of Brooklyn is doing just for you. You know what? If, and if you're in Avenue R in Ostrand and you're in Brooklyn and you can't get out, by the way, young Michael told me personally, Joe, I will deliver to you if you can't get out. And I can't guarantee it, but Michael told me that. They're just a great family. 718-998-7851. So if you know you're around the area and you want to order some great takeout, they are taking orders for pickup at Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. Now, more and more, by the grace of God, everybody's listening around the country like really crazy, and I love it, all around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. If you're in your supermarket and you're listening in Nashville, Little Rock, North Carolina, South Carolina, down to Texas, you know what? Go to the supermarket, look for the sauces. You know what you're going to find? Michael's of Brooklyn. Now, all around the United States, and that is Brooklyn in a jar. That's Italian heritage and legacy right in a jar. Best sauce anywhere. You check that out. You take that home. All right? You're going to remember. I'm telling you, you can think about it when you're down and you're shopping in the store. Hey, Piscopo was talking about this. Let me take some home. But if you're by Avenue R in Ostrand, taking orders for pickup at Michael's of Brooklyn. This is monumental. 718-998-7851. Love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
64% of News Talk listeners in America's number one market. Can't be wrong. AM 970. The Answer. Welcome home.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican representing, he's from Louisiana, and the House Minority Whip. Just an all-around great guy. True American hero. And what a great, grounded individual he is. Congressman, welcome back to the program. Always an honor to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Joe, it's great to be back with you. Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, Louisiana, and you're Italian, man. They got some good Italian food down there. We're talking about that. And you and I, once this all clears up, and I pass through Louisiana, you said you and I could break some bread down there, yes?
Oh, look, you just made my mouth water. You're advertising Italian. I just had Italian last night. I mean, you good Italians can never have enough good Italian food. And in New Orleans, we love our food like you love yours in New York.
We've talked about our buddy, the Maselli family down there, and the great people. And hey, where's the family from in Italy? You've told me this before, Steve Scalise, if I may ask you that. The family, where are they from? Are you Sicilian?
Sure. My mom's side is from Contessa and Delina, and my dad's side is from Palermo. So Scalise and Scalise. And, you know, they tell you what, they're just beautiful country.
That's why no one messes with you, man. I'm just saying, you know. I'm just saying they can. So, Congressman, I know that Louisiana was particularly hard hit by this virus. How are things doing in your state now, sir?
We've been doing a lot better. And, you know, the curve has definitely spiked and has gone down. Friday, we started reopening the state. And New Orleans started reopening on Saturday. So you've got, you know, the restaurants are starting to open up again at 25%, stores, retail establishments. And I talk to our hospitals on a regular basis in the New Orleans area, and they've all been doing a lot better. The number of COVID cases is dramatically down. And, you know, look, we still see cases of deaths continue. So that's something you always need to be concerned about. But you also know that we've got to start getting things opened again. We've got to start getting back to the things we do. Look, people are dying at larger numbers right now. From not getting treated, not going to their doctor, not going to get colonoscopies and mammograms. In my home parish of Jefferson Parish, we saw a 42% increase in non-COVID deaths during the last 6 weeks people are just, you know, there are mental health issues, Joe. You're seeing, you know, suicides on the rise. So people, you know, but people want to start getting back to their way of life, and they can do it safely. It's not a trade-off between public safe and economic safety. We've got to start getting back to the things we did again, and because it is having a human cost on top of all this.
Congressman, your point is so well taken. They will take stats after the fact, and we will find out how many people, how many biopsies were not taken, how many knee replacements were not taken, how this has really hurt so many people. So your point is so well taken. And now, if I may, Congressman, on this $3 trillion package the House passed, what's your take on this as it goes to the Senate, sir?
Well, it's not a serious bill because it was never worked on between Republicans and Democrats. This was something Nancy Pelosi wrote in San Francisco in her kitchen or something, because it was something that was never going to become law. But, hey, Joe, you read the bill. By the way, I challenge anybody who voted for that bill last week to ask them if they read the whole bill. There's no way they did, because it was 18 pages, dropped on a Wednesday and voted on a Friday. And it had things in it like, of course, bailing out states. It had money that was just continuing some of the policies. They change election laws, federal election laws. And for goodness sake, right now, if you've got a state that allows, that requires picture ID to vote, you know, you got to you want to go buy a six pack of beer, you got to show picture ID. But you want to vote for president of the United States. They say, no, if you're registered illegally, you can still vote in the presidential election. And they put money in the bill for that. That's the kind of crazy stuff they were doing. So, you know, it's not going anywhere. But we've got to keep working to help get our small businesses back open, to help families who are struggling. That's where the focus needs to be. And that's where the president's focus has been throughout this, is holding families together through a tough time and trying to get as many of our small businesses back up and running when states start reopening.
And Congressman, any glimmers of hope for a compromise with the Senate regarding that bill?
Right now, there's no telling. I mean, you know, we've already passed over $2 trillion in relief. And some of that money, a lot of that money is not spent. And there was aid to states, by the way. You know, Governor Cuomo got a check for about $7.6 billion from the money that's already been spent. And he hasn't even spent all of that. So, look, I know everybody is saying they want more money. But what everybody's telling me is they want to safely get back to work, Joe. They want to start safely reopening our country.
Yeah.
Because the longer we wait, we know how we can do it safely. Georgia's been open for almost 3 weeks now, and their numbers haven't surged up. Their healthcare system's not overwhelmed. The whole reason the shut-ins happened, let's keep in mind, was because they didn't want to overwhelm the healthcare systems. Right now, Joe, most of our hospitals are sitting empty and going bankrupt because they're empty and they're not having the knee surgeries and the hip replacements that were normally done that were paying the bills. And so we've got empty hospitals going bankrupt, but yet we're still forcing people to stay home. That doesn't make any sense. There's safe ways to do it. You go look at the states that are safely reopening, and they're seeing their economic and their public safety increase. So we've got to just be cognizant of the fact that, you know, we fought this together, but now it's time to come out of this together.
Is it a control thing? You know, what I love about you, Congressman Scalise, you're such a grounded guy. All that you've been through, and there are several folks like that. But these Democratic governors, and I'm a former lifelong Dem, and I don't mean to say anything bad about the Democrats, but they seem to be on a power trip. And I mean, how do you put in what the Democrats put in this $3 trillion package that has nothing to do with saving Americans through this coronavirus? How do they do that? The power, it's like all they want is power and control. Am I misconstruing this, sir?
Yeah, and look, I mean, it's just not the way you and I are wired. I mean, most people, they want to have freedom. They want to have the control over their own life. They want to go back to work. You know, we're Americans. We believe in the value of hard work, and it's a gift from God. But at the same time, you look, you know, and by and large, Republican and Democrat governors have been doing the right thing. My state's governor is a Democrat, and he and I work well together, and he worked with President Trump on the reopening. But you see some of these governors that just want to take pot shots at the president all day, and they want to, you know, keep everything closed as if keeping people home is keeping them safe. It's not, Joe. Again, go look at deaths across the board. You don't say, okay, I'm going to only look at one category of challenges. When you walk out of your door every day, 170 people in America died from car wrecks every day when we were out driving on the roads. Yet you get in your car and you buckle your seatbelt and you look both ways.
Right.
You recognize your risks in life, but you're smart about it. And Americans are smart people. They know how to go around, and, you know, they're going to wash their hands more. I went to a couple of stores yesterday. People are wearing the face masks, and some stores require them, some stores don't. So each store is going to have their own protocols of safety. You know, some people are checking your temperature at the door, and if you've got over 100 degrees temperature, you should be staying at home anyway and getting better. But everybody else can go out safely and smartly, and yet some governors want to shut everybody in still to this day. And, you know, look, Colorado's governor's a Democrat. I served with Jared Polis in Congress, liberal Democrat, but he's a good guy. He's reopening his state. Again, my governor's a Democrat reopening his state. Unfortunately, in New York and Illinois, California, a handful of other states only, but it's big states. They're still keeping most things shut, and it's devastating small businesses, Joe. Look, we're food guys. over 25% of the restaurants that we know are not going to reopen from this. Close your eyes and imagine your favorite places. Every single week we go by without reopening. That's families that have built for two and three generations a whole livelihood. It's not just them. It's the people that work for them are family, too. Those people aren't going to have jobs to go back to because we're closing things off that should be getting back opened again safely. Other states are doing it. Everybody should be questioning, wait, if they can do it, why can't we do it? Let's walk over to our local hospital and say, how many people right now? What's your census? How many people are in the hospital? And if they say less than 50%, you got to start raising some questions going, hold on, there was a ship of 3,000 people that was empty that the federal government sent over to take care of a surge that didn't happen. You know, everybody's pulling together. There's a vet. My hospitals in New Orleans put together with other hospitals that had, you know, had been pushed to, you know, put to the limits months ago, a sharing system for ventilators. And so now no hospital can claim that there's a shortage of ventilators because every other hospital in the country that has extra ventilators has put them all together and said, we'll share our extra ventilators with your hospital if you get a spike. People are working together through this. They've learned how to live with this. As we're getting a cure, look, I'm on calls with some of the heads of the biggest drug companies in the world who are very close to tests that are being done on a cure for this and a vaccine for COVID-19. And you just heard earlier this week some real promising potential discoveries. So, you know, to think that we can just stay at home until the cure is found. People are going about their lives in a lot of other states right now, and they're doing it safely. You know, there was a NASCAR race to empty stadium. There's soon going to be sporting events where people can go back in again because people are figuring out protocols how to live with this as we go about our lives again.
Congressman Steve Scalise with Piscopo in the morning. Thanks for your valuable time, Congressman. I know you got to go, but I got to ask, and I got to tell you how much we appreciate about you seeking to hold China accountable for the role in the spread of this deadly virus. And thank you for doing that. I know Senator Cotton is doing that as well. I mean, I've tracked this on this radio show. I'm an entertainer, Steve Scalise, you know, and yet I got to do my homework to come before this microphone every morning with great respect for the audience kind enough to listen. So I detail it, man. I'll tell you what, these are crimes against humanity is what China has committed. And it's not the Chinese people. It's the Communist Party. I mean, how will we get, quote unquote, reparations from China, Congressman?
Well, it starts by really digging in deep and investigating China. And look, we knew before COVID-19 that China cheats on trade deals. They steal our intellectual property. You know, if you put out a movie in Hollywood, you know, we make fun of some of those folks in Hollywood, but they steal it and they'll copy it and they don't pay anybody for what they do. But here you have something different. They hid this disease from the world. We know it. The World Health Organization, for some strange reason, was in on the deal and was covering for China. When they're supposed to be an agency, a credible, independent agency, they were saying, oh, no, it can't be spread person to person. The World Health Organization was doing it, for goodness sake. You know, so President Trump recognized this. He cut off their funding. And I hope they fired the head of the World Health Organization because, you know, while China was complicit, they really did hurt our ability to stop it from coming into the United States and from other countries. Look, the people of China wanted our help. We were ready to send in our top team over at the Centers for Disease Control. We've got great health experts. You see some of them on TV. But the Chinese Communist Party stepped in and said, no, you can't come in and find out what's going on with this disease. And trust us. Don't worry. It's not that bad. Well, gee whiz. Now we know what's really going on. But why don't we dig deeper into holding China accountable? It's got to happen. We've got to, but if we bring our supply chain back, Joe. The fact that PPE, when our hospitals needed it the most, China made the bulk of our PPE. We couldn't even get it from companies like 3M. 3M's an American company. They're making it in China. And the Chinese government's saying, you can't ship it back to your home country. Yeah. And so this is stuff that we've got as a country look and say, all right, we're going to bring this back. We're going to make our generic drugs again. 90% of our generic drugs are made in China. We're not going to become dependent on something so critical to our country. You know, maybe toys for Christmas, but it sure isn't going to be life-saving things like PPE and drugs. We've got to bring that back to America and hold them accountable for what they did to the world.
So true. Congressman Steve Scalise represents Louisiana and the House Minority Whip. Hey, Steve, you know, you're a great guy, man. Appreciate it. We're sending love to you. And, you know, one of these days, I'm telling you, when we clear up, me, Joe, Chaz Palminteri, we'll get the Maselli's, the Violas. Huh? Come on. We're all about Louisiana.
They would love to do it. Look, Joe, you're an American treasure. I want to sit down and break some Italian bread with you at a great restaurant in New Orleans, and you'll return the favor in New York. We'll have a good time with it too.
Yeah, I it would be my honor. Thank you, Congressman. We're going to get to that day, Joe. Yes,
God bless you.
Yeah, Godspeed. Congressman Steve Scalise, he's one of the great ones right there on Piscopo in the Morning. 8:39 with Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher is coming up. Let's go to Al Gattulo. He has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
58 degrees and 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Students who are facing technical glitches taking the AP exams at home online now have a more secure way to submit their tests. More than 2 million have taken the advanced placement test since last week. It's the first time the tests are being offered online and at home due to the pandemic, but technical glitches keep some from sending in their work. Now the College Board is offering a secure email option. Those who have already taken the test will need to complete a makeup exam and then email it. Students at CUNY colleges say the schools should drop their plans to raise tuition amid the pandemic, especially since so many have lost the jobs they use to pay college bills. Last December, the CUNY Board of Trustees approved a tuition hike. The new fees include a $120 health and wellness fee and a $200 hike in tuition fees for four-year colleges and community colleges. Students say the schools should cancel the price hike for now. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
We have sunny skies and 58 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, a big problem on the east side. A tractor trailer is on the FDR southbound near 53rd Street. Now, he's in the right lane, but once they back it off, they'll have a full closure. So the FDR southbound is solid from the 80s right through the 50s. Alternate side in effect, 5 minutes at the George Lincoln in Holland. Still recovering in New Jersey. 80 eastbound, minor delays into exit 54 from that earlier tractor trailer accident and fuel spill. But again, everything is open. And a big problem in Westchester, an overturned car, Taconic southbound at Pleasantville Road, just the right lane gets by. May just want to stick with 9A southbound instead. Your forecast for today, partly sunny and windy with a high of 67. Tonight, cloudy skies down to 51 in the city. Wednesday, morning clouds, afternoon sun. Wednesday's high, 67 degrees. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 65. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code THEANSWER.
Let me ask you, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Well, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, have now started Honor Bound Coffee, and they've committed 100% of their coffee profits to serve and bless military families. Not an occasional or token gift, but 100% of the profits. And believe me, this is premium coffee at a great price. All you coffee lovers and experts are going to love this coffee. But now you'll know that with every cup of medium, dark roast, or decaf Honor Bound Coffee, you'll be helping military families who serve with honor and protect protect the U.S. day after day, year after year. And to get started, Pete and Seth are offering, on your first order, buy two bags of Honor Bound coffee for the price of one. Please stand with Pete and Seth and all of us here at Salem. Go to honorboundcoffee.com. Not just the best coffee available, the top 1%. And Honor Bound is coffee with a purpose. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military. Honor Bound Coffee.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You see, I got my mask on. I got my Boomer Naturals mask on. It's so comfortable to wear. This is the best thing ever invented. We have to wear the face coverings, right? And I have the Boomer Naturals face coverings. So I had the my daughters come over, my beautiful daughters, my 21-year-old. She's 21. Oh, my gosh. And I got Olivia, you know, who's a 15 now. And they came over. Boomer Natural face coverings come in so many great styles, you know, and so beautiful. And they, you make, I see one here. There's one for little kids I'm telling you about. So I'm holding one for my Charlie, you know, my 9-year-old, and even younger. The girls love these face coverings because I worry about the kids. And I when I go out, I'm going to go shopping today, I'll put on the Boomer Natural mask. And you know what's great about these? They're three cloth layered coverings. And it's infused with nano silver technology. How cool is that? Which can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano silver technology is with face coverings. And with the Boomer Naturals face coverings, you get 92.2% protection. I'm telling you, sometimes they wear those, I don't want to put anybody down, but they put the blue masks on, and then the nose is hanging out, the schnoz is hanging out, and the mask is crooked. That doesn't do you any good. And you don't, and you want to think about it. Are you going to hurt somebody else? So for a while, we have to have face coverings, and you want it comfortable, you want it easy to breathe, you want to be able to speak through it, you know. And the Boomer Naturals are made for breathable protection, even for the most sensitive skin. All right, these face covers can be used up to 30 days, too. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Get masks now for the entire family. It's exactly what I did. I got one for Michael. We got for Mikey. I said, Mikey, these are good for 30 days. You just wash it at the end of each day and dry it. And it's good to go for a full month. And now, if you use the code Joe20 at checkout, you save 20%. Hey, get free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more. You're going to love these. BoomerNaturals.com. Will you please go to BoomerNaturals.com and remember the code Joe20 and save 20%, right? Your source for in-stock face covers, BoomerNaturals.com.
When two out of three News Talk listeners in NYC turn to us to find out the breaking news, what it means, and why it matters, we're pleased to tell you they won't be disappointed. You found AM 970, The Answer.
Quite some time I've been sitting
it out. Well, I should notice that. I should know.
It's the great Ann and Nancy Wilson apart.
Ah! Modern music. Good. You play that new stuff for the kids now.
Oh, right. Come on. Nancy Wilson has an amazing voice.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely
She did a
right.
killer version of Stairway to Heaven a few years ago with Jason Bonham that was spot on, just fabulous. What
it's
a voice.
The new stuff. It's the new stuff. The new stuff.
That's from 76, but all right. You know, close.
And then we go to Bill on the phone. Bill, thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind, my friend?
How you doing? I just wanted to inform the listeners about the mail-in voting. They already started the fraud with it in the state of Oregon, which I didn't know. Their state is strictly mail-in voting. And what happened was the people get the ballots mailed to their house, and then they fill it out and mail it back. To their surprise, lifelong Republicans are opening up the ballots that were mailed to them, and now they're registered as Democrats. And there's nothing they could do. Nothing they could do because April 27th was the last day to change political parties. So they're stuck registered as Democrats. Thousands of Republicans, and they're saying, we don't know how this happened. They're trying to blame the DMV in the state, and DMV saying, no, it's not us. They're going back and forth. But now these people are registered as Democrats, and they're lifelong Republicans.
Yeah,
this
thank
is
you
the
very
tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, Bill, you're absolutely right. Right on the money. You will hear a lot of people. I don't know, and help me out here. I'm so naive when Governor Murphy says we have to do mail-in voting, and it's only a Democratic primary, so it's okay. But I don't think there was any animus on Governor Murphy's part. I don't think he's that kind of guy. I really don't. But look, you're going to show up. Everybody's just got to stop. We got this. All right. You got hand sanitizer. I got the face coverings for you. You know, you want to wear the goggles like I'm going to wear the goggles. I'm going to go to the grocery store. We can do this. We'll get through this. Yes, there will be a little flare up. Oh, my gosh. The press is so irresponsible. They're panicking us. And now we're going to go to mail-in voting. Why? It is. So there is fraud, and there's always fraud in mail-in voting, and you shouldn't do it. We should just come up with and you know what gets me too? When we come up with a medicine that possibly may work, the press shoots it down, man. What is with that? What is with that when the president says hydroxychloroquine? Oh, you can't do that. What? And remember when the president talked about remdesivir? He said that, what was that, 2 months ago? And he said, yeah, remdesivir. He goes, I don't know. I heard it works. I heard it. He's just, again, just spitballing, you know, in front of the press. They vilified President Trump for mentioning remdesivir. Now you hear Mayor de Blasio say, we need remdesivir. By the way, instead of whining for ventilators, you should have been asking for remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. I'm just saying. Joe on the radio, 6:49 right now. Mike Gallagher's coming up. There's Susie Cerone for Debbie Duhaime right now on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. And looks like some better news on the FDR southbound. A tractor trailer that shouldn't have been there by 53rd Street. It looks like that has been cleared. Seeing some delays on the LIE westbound through Queens, and it looks like we may have an accident on the LIE westbound near Maurice Avenue. Alternate side is in effect. Take your pick, George, Lincoln, or Holland. Each 5 minutes at Peace, New Jersey, a brush fire and a car fire. The car fire is on the Turnpike car lane southbound by Interchange 14. Just the right lane gets by. So through Newark, I would stick with the truck lane southbound. A brush fire in the Basking Ridge, Bedminster area. Two lanes out, 287 north and southbound near exit 26. That's causing delays. Overturned car in Pleasantville, single laning on the Taconic southbound at Pleasantville Road. The right lane gets by only. You could stick with 9A as an alternate. And in Amityville, an accident has Sunrise Highway westbound closed Great Neck Road to Bayview Avenue. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Fierce Nachawadi with principal office in Dallas, Texas is responsible for the content in this ad. Attention women, if you or a loved one used talcum powder for at least 4 years and were then diagnosed with advanced stages of ovarian cancer or metastatic ovarian cancer before the age of 75, listen closely. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call 800-705-9254. Time is limited to file a claim and we'll have to pull your medical records. You must have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer within the last 10 years. You need an attorney on your side fighting for your rights. Call 800-705-9254. One of the leading manufacturers of talcum powder has been ordered to pay millions of dollars in claims to the families of women who died of ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder for at least 4 years and were diagnosed with advanced stages of ovarian cancer or metastatic ovarian cancer that moved to other organs within the last 10 years, don't wait. Call 800-705-9254. That number again, 800-705-9254. Call 800-705-9254. Call right now.
I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Stop supporting liberal agendas with the other senior organization. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that we care about, the values that have made America great, faith, family, and freedom. AMAC is fighting for us. They're fighting against reckless government spending and the expanding scope of the federal government. They are pro-small business and for securing our borders. They support our military and respect our veterans, and they stand for our flag. When you join AMAC for just $16 a year, you gain access to a growing list of benefits, including car insurance, roadside assistance, and discounts on hotels and travel, cell phone plans, dental plans, and more. All AMAC members receive the AMAC bi-monthly magazine with articles on issues that matter most to conservative Americans. Join right now at PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163. That's PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163.
Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. I love Rhino Shield. You know, I fell back in love with my house because of Rhino Shield. I'm telling you. You know, you just go, oh, kind of like a relationship. Can you fall back in love? Ooh, yes, you can. So I'm a single guy. I don't have time to worry about my house. We Rhino Shielded the home 2 years ago, thanks to Susan. She came out. It was great. and it was fun to do. I told you all about that with the kids. And the house looks great, like it's freshly painted every single day. Then Susan goes, Joe, we're going to do your deck, because she heard me complaining about the deck. It started to kind of crack a little bit. You know, it's wood. It's all wood. She goes, well, Rhino Shield, they came out. The Rhino Shield folks came out to the house, did the deck. When I tell you, as meticulous a job as I've ever seen, hardest workers I've ever seen, not missing a detail. When I look, and you know the telltale sign is when your kids compliment you. You know. My girls came up the other day. They looked at the house. I put the flowers out, right? Look at me. I had the house, all the, Dad, the house looks spectacular. I'm telling you. You, and I feel I've done the best thing because it's an investment in your most valuable thing that you own, your home, right? And your business, too, by the way. So will you call Susan, please? And by the way, right now, Susan will give you 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of May with Rhino Shield, no matter when you want the job started. And it's, I'm telling you, the workers are the best workers you see. They're in, they're out. You don't even see them. And they're quick and they're fast. And Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. My buddy Arthur Idala, Rhino Shielded the house out in the Hamptons. Me and Jersey out in the woods, Rhino Shielded the house. I did the deck. It's like a brand new house. I am so excited. And I love that Susan is an independent business owner. She's a gal on her own that started this great business, Rhino Shield. Please give her a call, 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
64% of NYC's News Talk listeners agree AM 970 The Answer gives you the breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. AM 970 The Answer. Welcome home.
How sweet it is to be
8:54, Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. The legend himself, Mr. Compassionate Conservative, kind enough to join us right now on the radio. Mike, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. I want to go get Rhino Shield. I tell you, nobody delivers a message like Joe Piscopo. You have,
I want Rhino Shield. I told
mastered
Susan.
It.
I told Susan, I want Rhino Shield for, like, my face, you know, because I get older. Yeah. You know, just forget. I'm a 25-year guarantee. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about a 25-year guarantee. Or my hair. Mike, my hair. I dye my hair. It's all different colors. Rhino Shield my head. Please, Susan.
I love it. Well, Susan could probably help. She does such a great job, and it's great to hear that message. I love it. Oh, hey, Joe, Lord. I want to know it looks like now that Mayor de Blasio said that anybody getting in the water at the beach will be taken right out of the water. How do you think that works? You think the NYPD jumps in the water with their uniform on? How does that work? They're going to put on a bathing suit to go drag people out of the water? Have you ever seen this kind of nutso stuff? That we are in Crazyville, Joe. Crazyville.
I know, man.
The president reveals something about his doctor and his medicine yesterday. Neil Cavuto, I love Neil. I mean, Neil's a great guy. Poor Neil melts down, starts yelling at the camera, don't take it. Hey, Neil, you think the president's back in the Rose Garden popping hydroxychloroquine? I mean, you think maybe, Neil, he's got the best medical doctors, I don't know, in the world? I mean, they just go crazy.
I know. And Neil's a friend, and he would love this dude. Just to have fun with it.
Oh, I know.
I cannot figure it out. Mike, what's the end game, Mike Gallagher? What is the end game? They don't want you to take the medicine. The president says, don't do this. That you got to stay home. You got to. What's the end game here, Mike? What do they want from us, man?
I was afraid when the big announcement yesterday from Moderna Pharmaceutical that they're having promising news with the vaccine. I thought, oh, crap, I hope President Trump doesn't praise it and support it. They're not going to want the vaccine if it works. I mean, it's like anything he says up, they go down. Go ahead.
Please. No. I'm just saying. And in New York, New Jersey, what's great, too, is everybody's on a power trip in New York and New Jersey. Don't do that. And you know what we're doing? We're going like, yeah, okay, sure. Everybody's doing what the heck they want anyway. I mean, really.
Taking out of the water. Drag people out of the water. Because I know coronavirus can really spread when you're out there flopping around in the water. You know, I mean, my goodness. And meanwhile, it's not just New York.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not just New York.
Yeah, I want to know. I got to know about your diet. I'm so, because now I got on the bike. I'm forcing myself to get on the bike because you do have a tendency during this quarantine to sit and just kind of snack. And you say, "Well, no, I'll stay. Okay, I'll watch this." No, so you really, how many pounds did you lose now during this diet?
35.5 35.5 pounds. Oh, so I'm doing pretty good. Oh, I got a long way to go. I still.
Oh,
I still
can
got
you say Al Gattulo? Oh,
not bad, huh? Not too shabby. I'm not. Lady Penelope is going to be. She's going to be very excited about Mike's weight loss.
Lady Penelope, I love it. Mike, you are the best. Thanks for the laughs, brother. God
happy
bless
Tuesday,
you.
Tuesday, guys. God
you
bless.
Are
take
so much
fellas.
Fun. There's the man. Mike got 10:05. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing? We got a good day. Is Joe around at all? Did we lose him? All right, coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
58 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy says in a matter of weeks, the next phase of businesses will reopen. Businesses like personal care services, museums, libraries, and retail will resume in a limited capacity. The governor will be keeping an eye on new cases and hospitalizations, including those in ICUs and on ventilators, to watch for any spikes in the numbers. New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Oxyris Barbeau apologizing to the NYPD for leaving the impression that she didn't respect the police. Portions of a heated exchange last month between Dr. Barbeau and NYPD Chief Terrence Monaghan over protective masks were recently released. Members of the police union had called for her firing. Krispy Kreme is giving the class of 2020 a sweet treat for free. They created the Graduate Dozen. It includes chocolate, strawberry, and cake-battered filled donuts along with the classic glaze. High school and college graduates can pick up a box today if they're wearing their cap and gown or some other type of class of 2020 apparel. A student ID will also do the trick. Oil prices are mixed after traders took profits early in today's session. International benchmark Brent crude is down 18 cents a barrel to $34.63. West Texas Intermediate crude is up 33 cents to $32.15 a barrel. The June WTI contract expires today, but there's no sign of a repeat of last month when WTI prices went negative before the May contract expired. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.